We are on Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. I'd like to start from Pshite, at the small aleph of the Maseiras HaShas in Mishpat. Pshite, Omar le'echod v'loy l'shnayim, ha'omar le'echod v'loy l'shnayim, omar le'echod stome mai. Ravuna omar le'echod v'loy l'shnayim, Rav Chisda v'rabba baravuna d'omri tovayu le'echod v'afilu l'shnayim, le'echod v'afilu l'meya. Now let us see Rashi. Pshite, omar l'shluchoy m'choyli beisku misadoisai, le'echod v'loy l'shnayim. He told the shliach explicitly that you should sell the base kul le'echod v'loy l'shnayim. That means you should not make two mechiras. There should be one mechira. So in such a case, it's poshet ha'omar le'echod v'loy l'shnayim. Ba'afilu im timtza lo'ima zoven li'kure v'zoven le'lischa mechrei kayim. Afilu will say there's mechrei kayim. Oche bottle the golidaite the copied ba'afushi story. But here he said klo liechod v'loy lishnayim. So he was klo megaledas that he's makpid ba'afushi story. Now from the lashon of Rashi here it would seem that the Gemara is telling us a chiddush. That means va'filu im timtza lo'ima. That means there's a suffix. We Bemison, there was a Shaila and Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph. Do I say there is a kpeide of Afushi Shtori? Is there not a kpeide of Afushi Shtori? The Gemara was not poishet the Shaila. But here the Gemara seems to be saying pshite. That means, according to that tzad, that zoven likure v'zoven lelischay mechay kayim, there's no kpeide of afushe shtore. But here it's bottled the golidaiti the kopit b'afushe shtore. You see, here everyone will hold that le'echad v'loy lishnayim is a gilui. That he's makpid on afushi shtore. He's makpid on afushi shtore, so lechayre, the shlichus becomes bottle, because he can tiny liskuni shtarticho v'loy la'avosi. You're being mekalkomi through causing afushi shtore. Now that is if he said le'echod v'loy l'shnayim. Now, what if he said, Omaloi le'echod stome, my, what is the din? Omal le'echod stome, so Rashi says, v'loi pirish v'loi lishnayim. Is mihavi gilui data oiloi? Is echod also a gilui das? That he's saying, m'chei le'echod, this is a gilui das. That v'loy lishnayim. So memele, so I'll say weiter, he's megaladas, that he's makpid on afushe shtore. That was the shayla. Is it a gili das, yes or no? Is ravuna omar le'echod v'loy lishnayim? So ravuna holds, it is a gili das. That was the shayla. Is it a gili das? He says, it is a gili das. And Rav Chisda v'Rabbe b'Ravuna domri tovayu le'echod v'afilu l'shnayim. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says here a whole Megillah. So Rashi says as follows: the lav ulchayu de inshi de kopti. Rashi first goes on. We're not speaking here in Hilchis dig de kaloshen miklal heinato shemei lav. That was not the shaila of the Gemara. Rashi comes in with a whole new mahalach. Rashi says, Rabbi Baravuna Rav Chisda hold, the lav ulchayu the inshi the kopti. People are not makpid on a fushe story. So number one, that means that Rabbi Baravuna holds, the shaila we had on Omed Aleph, are people makpid on a fushe story? Are people not makpid on a fushe story? Rabbi Baravuna says, people are not makpid. Period. Vahai nami loikopit. So this person, if people are not makpid, normally a person is in makpid, vahai nami loikopit. I said echot, so you can build from this echot, since most people are in makpid, so you don't say that, from this echot is a rai that he is makpid. So Rashi says, we have a kopid, have a meforish lei v'loi l'shnayim. So Rashi says like this. Rashi is saying, amoyridike mahaloch in Rabbi Baravuna. Rashi says, if most people are not makpid, so he's saying he's different. So he shouldn't say remozim. He should have been explicit and say rochel bitcho haktano. And he should have said, ve'echad loi v'shnayim. Since le'echod can be understood in two ifanim, it could be understood as a figure of speech, that he's not saying roises achendo, and it could be understood that he's telling us, Raboisai, I'm different than roi people, but I am makpid. So they said if he would be makbid, he would have been more explicit. And by just saying a remez, we cannot build from this remez that he is makbid. Now, let us go back one second to Rav Huna. So what does Rav Huna hold? So it would seem from Rashi, if Rashi is saying pshat in Rabbi Barav Huna, the lav uchayu de inshi de kopti, lav uchayu de inshi de kopti, that's what Rabbi Barav Huna is. A person is a makbid. So memela, you have to be more explicit. So this is a svara pshute. I mean, this is logic. If people aren't makbid, and he wants to tell us that he's different, he should have been more explicit. This is a svara muskemes. So, L'chayre Rav Huna holds, and that's will have arrived from the end of the sugya according to Rashi, the Ika the Kopit, Vika the Loi Kopit, Fakert. There are people, like Rashi said before, Imtim Tzoloim, Afil Imtim Tzoloim, Loi Kopit, but here he said, Lecha V'Lishnayim. Dachsime Rav Huna held, Fakert, the Etzim Shaila is a Shaila. There's a mokim to say that he's makpid. It's not lavu chayudinshi. There's many people that are makpid. There are people that are not makpid. So now, he doesn't have to tell us, rochel bitcho aktana, I am makpid. Because if there is such a svore, that a person is makpid, so echod is sufficient to show you that I'm makpid. I don't have to spell it out, because this is an understood matzav. There are people that are makpid. I'm not telling you I'm a yaitzei doifin. I'm telling you, I told you enough already. You should understand. Dachsachmer, this is pshat according to Rashi. Now, let us go further. Ikla Rav Nachman Lesure. Oyu legabe Rav Chisde v'rabba baravunem. Rav Nachman came to Sure, and Rav Chisda v'Rabba Baravuna came to him. Omru lei, they asked him, ki ay gav nemai. What is the din if he said le'echod? Omru le'echod v'afilu l'shnayim, le'echod v'afilu l'meyim. So l'cheire, he said, the way they said. Omru lei, so they asked Rav Nachman, af al gav de to shliach, zchotzi Rashi, v'af al gav de to shliach, umocher bezoil, neimo nami de mekhri kaim, will also say de mekhri kaim, omalohu de to shliach loy kamine. I never said Toshlich. We'll explain this Gemara soon. Omrulei, for Omar Mar einei nole kalkois. So he answered, Animili heiche de tol balabayis, avol Toshlich omrulei liskunish daticho voloi laavos. So Rashi says, "V'omar mar einei lo lekako yiskal sinan, u'mishneh hi beper kazov." It's a Mishnah. So lechayre kan shoyel aben. There's a shrekleche problem, according to Rashi. How do we understand the flow of the Gemara? That means as follows. Rashi had said before, that's clear that Rashi, that's very explicit what Rashi had said. The Svore of Rabbe Bar Rav Huna and Rav Chisde, that Mekre Kayim, so Rashi said, a whole Megillah, the Lav Ulchayu, the Inshi, the Kopti. People aren't makbid, if Fushi, the whole Indian of a Fushi story is something that doesn't bother people. So Memele, if he is Makbid, he should have been more explicit. That's all what they said, and that is all what Rav Nachman said. So all of a sudden they asked Rav Nachman, ooh, so what if the Shliach made a toys and he sold it bezoil? Neimanami the Mekrikaim. So mein Shmitalitza Halsina. What does one thing have a shaykhus with the other? If there's no hakpode by Afushi Shtore, so what are you talking about? So if he made it bezoil, what would be? What's the connection? It's a shrek. Is dachsich mir, and I found the Shitim Bekebetzes, a loshen of Rashi Madura Kame. As follows. There's another big problem over here. V'omar mar einenor lekarkois karsinin, u'mishni beperik kazov. So what is pshat? V'omar mar, you said einenor lekarkois. He told them the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah there, already. I mean, this is one of Tosfos Kashas. This is a different girsa, but omar mar einenor lekarkois, it's a Mishnah. So what? You said a Mishnah. What is pshat in this? So I think that pshat is as follows. There's a din of ein eino lekarkois. Now, what is pshat ein eino lekarkois? So the Shita Mekebetzes brings down in Rashi. The Shita Mekebetzes says as follows. There's a nor mitzad the meicher, there's a nor mitzad the lekeach. And Rav Nachman had said that ein a nor lekarkois applies Sai by the Moicher and Sai by the Lekeach. Sai the Moicher was upkenat and Sai the Lekeach was upkenat. So the Shita Mekebetzes brings down Rashi Madura Kamet. Rashi says as follows. The Lemeide mi Rav Nachman had said, it seems this is a member of Rav Nachman, there's no chilik bein Lekeach Lemoicher. The Ilumi Masnissen, the Mishnah alone, that the Mishnah said Einei Nola Kakois, Loi Shaminon Ela Lekeach Davke, I would think only by the Lekeach, and the Lekeach overpaid Einei Nola Kakois, the Loi Kopid Aino Kedei Liknois Kake. So now Rashi opened up our eyes, and Rashi is saying Amoira de Kizach. Rashi is saying that ein eino lekarkois, there'd be a svara to say, why ein eino lekarkois? If you overcharge a lekeich when you sell a metaltalim, so then the halach is, you fooled him. You gnaw them up. That is a din eino. But if the lekeach is getting karke, he's ending up with karke, the lekopid aino kdei liknes karke. That means he's getting karke, so he's overpaying $100. It seems by karke, the chshivis of karke is so great that it doesn't matter if he paid $100 more, $100 less, aino lekarkois. So we have here Rashi opened up our eyes that the svara of Einei No Lekarkois is because Loikopit. It's not a Poradume, it's not a Xeris Akosiv, Loikopit. By Karkois, a person is in Makpit, each overchar, he's ending up with Karkit. Now, if that is the svara of Einei No Lekarkois, so now we could appreciate this Amayadik Achillik between the Moicha and the Lekeach. That means if the Lekeach got up Genal, so Rashi says Amayadik Esmore, Lekopid Aino Kedei Liknis Kaka. So he paid $100 more, but he's getting Kaka. So Mamele Lekopid. But if the Moicha was up Genal, the Moicha sold the $200 Kaka for $100, is there lechayre the svore of loikopid does not apply? And Rav Nachman was megala. That's what Rashi says in Madure Kame. That what it says in the Mishnah einoi no lekarkois. If the meicha was also upkenard. Now, if we will say, and then the shita mekabet says in Emerson in the posik it seems like that because it says vechisim kromem kalam isercha oikonoi miyada misercha alsoi nishis amisoi, and the gemara said one is talking about einos moicha, one is talking about einos loikeich chisim kamemka, and over anita miyad liyada fuki karke. So Rav Nachman had said that the din of Einei No applies by Moicher also. So it would seem that by Moicher there's also a svar of Loikopit. What the svar is, I don't understand, even though he's getting money. About Kaponim, it seems by Karke, for some reason, there's a Loikopit on both ways. Without Rav Nachman was Megalos. I wouldn't know it without Rav Nachman. So Memele, so now, what did we see from Rav Nachman? We saw from Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says that by Kalke, there's a Loikopit. So they asked him Akasha, according to you, Rav Nachman, I'll ask you a Merdike Shaila. You just said, by something that is a Loikopit, Loikopit anafushe shtore. So you said, if a person wants to show that he's makpid, he has to be specific. He can't give remozim. If most people are not makpid and he's makpid, he should have been specific. And if he's not specific, I assume he's like most people. So Mamela, I'm asking you Akash, this person told the shliach to sell the karka. He wasn't specific, sell it for this and this value. He told him, sell the karka. So Mamela, he didn't specify that he's makpid on the price. So therefore, I should assume that he's not makpid. That's your yesod. That is your yisod. Now, let us say one more ha'ore. I forgot if someone says this. But the Zamoyre de Kekashe, they pounced on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Li echod, vafilu l'shnayim, vafilu l'meya. Omruloi, what'll be toshliach? No, toshliach, no. What do you mean toshliach? Not einen olekakois. Is kan shayla ben, I mean, they also said the same thing. This psak of Rav Nachman, le echod, vafilu l'shnayim, vafilu l'meya, they said the same thing. They said the same thing. And then Rav Nachman, they ask, according to you, Rav Nachman, what will be by Torah Shliach? And let's ask, and according to Rav Chisda, what will be by Torah Shliach? What are you chapping with Rav Nachman? Whatever you said, he said. And on him, you jumped on his neck. And what's with you? So, Abba Dachsmim Shad is like this. Rav Nachman was mechavish by the Moichad is also Einaino. That's what Rashi says in Madura Kame. I knew the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Einen Ola Karkois. So I understood Pshat and the Mishnah in Ola Karkois by the Lekeach. Because the Lekeach is in Makpid. Because he's getting a Karkid. That's how I knew Pshat and the Mishnah. But you, Rav Nachman, said that by Einen Ola Karkois applies by the Moicha also. So you're telling me that what? That the Moicha is also not Makbid if there's a no by Kalke. And you said, and you saw the people aren't Makbid. You have to be specific in order to show that you are Makbid. And without specifying, I assume you're not Makbid. So according to you, Rav Nachman, I'm asking you a kasha, toshli achmai. So you said, no, so I'm asking you, but but you said in your nola kakois, I feel by the meicher also. That's how they chepped with Rav Nachman. So what did Rav Nachman answer? So Rav Nachman answered, Hanimili heichid to balabayis, in your nola kakois means, if I make a mistake, so then, that's a raya, I'm not mak. But that means, if a person is doing something himself, and he got up genaut, he's talking not makbid. He did it, so zayn azoy. By kalk, it is that way. Avotor shliach amalei l'skuni shtartich avloi lavosi. But if it wasn't I that made the toys, it was the shliach that made the toys. By a shliach that makes a toys is no loikopid. The whole loikopid is not, because I did it. That's why it's loikopid. I mean, a person can be satisfied with his own mistakes, but with Yenim's mistakes, he'll jump down his neck. That was Rav Nachman said. Napshad is loikopid. If a person, if the Baldov himself made a mistake, it was like this. Sabadil temnish. But if the Shliach made a mistake, then the time was kunish da'atich of loy labosi. And now he brings the omenotaimro, and how they know to say such a yesod, that is a difference between a person's own mistakes or shliach's mistakes. The shani ben shliach lebalabayis, this nan, we learned in the Mishnah. Ha'oimer lishluchai tzei utchoim. A person told a shliach to be tayram. Now, there are different shiurim of Truma, this Ayin Yofe, 140th, Ayin Ro, 160th, Beinanis is 150th, there are different shiurim of Truma. He told the shliach, be toirim. Now, the shliach has a dilemma, what toirim? How much should I be toirim? So the Mishnah says like this, Toirim kedas balabayis. If you know the das balabayis, so you know, so whatever he always does, he's an ayin yof, he's an ayin ro, he's a beinani, do what the balabos always does. Vim eina yoideya date shel balabayis. What if he doesn't know what the balabos always does? Toirim bebeinanis echad michamishim. So that, he's toirim 150 years. Piches asore oy hoisif asore. What is the din if he made 140th or 160th? Is trumosei trume. Trumosei trume. That means, we'll see, so here the din is, that means if he gave 140th, he said, because bahochi ani amadeticha. I shut you up, I always thought you are a murdikayin yof, I see some amela. That's a shot. Some amela, there's no taina. You didn't tell him what to do. And he says, I shot you up, you're 9 yof, or you're 9 low, whatever it is, I shot you up. No problem whatsoever. But, what if we'll give 130th? What if we'll give 120th? No, listen, I mean, there's no such thing. You don't know me. I never did such a thing in my life. And my mele, and you gave 130th? I couldn't talk. The shlichus is bottle. That means you have to, I mean, I never made you shlich for such a thing. The ilu gabi balabayis tanya, we learned by the balabos, toram, he himself was toirim, va'ola biyodei afilo echod meyesrim. Somehow he made a mistake, and he was toirim echod meyesrim. Trumosei trume. So what's pshat in this? He never had intentions to, he never gives 120th. Ola biyodei echod meyesrim. So we see this yesod. A person on his own mistakes is maskim. That means that's a like up. No, I made it like this. No, that was the rotten of the Rabbeinu Shalom. It came out like that. Rabbeinu Shalom, so I'll give 120th. But if you're shlich, I'll give 120th. Meshugim in there. That's shlichus bottle. So the Gemara is bringing a raya to this yesod. That like kopit is a very flexible statement. It matters who's doing it. On his own tousim, he's like a loikopit. When the shliach does it, there's a din usikunish da'aticha v'loy labosi. Let us see Rashi. Teirim kedas balabayis kefima shehu makir boy. Imayin yofe, echad meir boyim, imayin ro, echad mishishem. Pichas asore, shetoram echad meir boyim. Trumosei trume, da'omalei ba'och yamadeticha. That means, this is, you never told me what. I was mishaya, you're such a nason. So you can't tie anything on this. Haisevir sore, echad mishishem. Vilu gabi bayl balabayis tanya, vohoche tanya, piches asoro trumosei trume, avol tvei loy, and then he can tell us kunishtaticha vloy lavosi. And if he himself did it, minashamayim. So that's the teva odom. So the Gemara is bringing a raya to this yesod. This is L'chayre Rav Nachman's Raya. We'll see Taisis, the whole Gemara, from beginning to end. But Tachsme, this is Pshat and Rashi. Now let's go a little further, and Tachsme, we'll see this Pshat later in Rashi also. Toshma, Hoysok Suboso Arba Meyizuz, Mocha Lozebemone, Lozebemone, La'achin shavimone v'diner b'mone, shalachin botol, v'shalkulon mechon kayim, omar rav shisha b'rei de rav idi b'ktini. Now, let us see Rashi. Toshma, hoiso ksuboso, v'afushi shtori k'peidehi, Nehei nami di yisoymim legolu datayu. Anan miye di yad yisoymim binil mehevi isla lemeino mechron botu. Now we have to understand what is the kasha and who are we asking the kasha. So we see from Rashi a moira di kezach. Rashi made a kugel over him. Rashi said vi afushi shtorek peide. Neidi yisoymim legolu datayim. So Fafushi Shtar is a Kpeide, so the same in Megaladas. If it's a Kpeide, it's a Kpeide, so you don't need Giladas. What is Rashi saying of it? So Dachsimer from this Rashi is a Raya, I think, to what we were saying all along. The Gemara Anomadal of Herasophic is a person Makped Anafush Ishtor, is a person not Makped Anafush Ishtor. That was the Sugya Anomadal. Rav Huna held, it's something to think about, it's a Sophic. Maybe he's Makped, maybe he's not Makped. But since there are Makpedim and since they're not Makpedim, he doesn't have to say too much to show that he's from the Makpedim. As long as he said, Mechoy le'echo, that's sufficient. If you know there's Makpedim and not Makpedim, there's two Tzodim, so Mamela Agilui Das helps. Rabbi Rav Huna Rav Chisda said, L'chayde inshi deloikop, no one's Makpid. So if you're a Yoitze Daif and you're Makpid, you should have said, Rochel B'tchak Tane, you should have said, L'echad V'loy L'shnayim. That was the Machlokes. Now, the Gemara Dachsach Mir is asking now a Kasha on Rav Huna. What's the Kasha on Rav Huna? Now let's see again the Rashi. The Afushi Shtore Kpeidi. So that's Merashi means to say, if Afushi Shtore is something that one could be Makbet, it's not a Yisoid, everyone's Makbet. It's a Tzad, it's a Sofik. Maybe he's Makbet, maybe he's not Makbet. So Memela, but this is something that it's one can think about it. So, what's the kasha? Hey, nami di yisoimim legolu datayu. No, it's a sofik. And they weren't megaladas. They weren't megaladas. Now, let's stop all this. So, dachzimir pshat is, if you have a sofik makpid, and there's no gilui das, what should be? So, dachzimir, the halacha would be, according to Rashi, I think, that you'd say, ein safik moitzi midei vatai. That means like this. You made me a shliach. You made me a shliach to sell your karka. Now, did the shlichas become bottle, yes or no? Are you makpid? I did something. I sold half a karka. Are you makpid on this or you're not makpid on this? We don't know. And I'm a vader shliach, I have to make a bitzel shliachis. A sofik makpid could be, you're not mevatel the shliachis. But a gili das will help. A sofik makpid, and there was a gili das already, le'echod. So Rashi says, what's the Gemara's kasha? Nehena midi yisoinim legolu datayu. They want megalida. So what's the problem? Abaranan, we, who's the we? Bezdin, miho, the yad yisoinim vinilamavi. We should be the yad yisoinim. They're ktanim. They don't know anything. But we should be the yad yisoinim. Islon lemeima mechon botul. So what does this mean? So I saw in Shita Mekabetzes, Boimek HaDvorim, I don't understand completely, but Rashi in Madure Kama, the Shita Mekabetzes says as follows. Anan, the Yad Yisayim Bina Lemehevi, so Rashi says in Madura Kame, the Almone that sold the Kalke, Keman, the Shavu Lo Apetropis Liyasmi, Lemoichon Leechod Stome. So Rashi says over here, words. That means Rashi says that this situation of when Bezdin is making the Almone and Apetropis to sell the Karkois, so there was no Beferish Gilui Das, There wasn't a beferish a gilui das. Bezdin didn't say beferish. But al koponim, it's equivalent k'man d'shovela petropes l'yasmi l'moichon l'echot stome. It's equivalent l'echot stome. Whatever you have by echot stome, which is a shtikel remes, that you have, that means that you have by a meaning of bezdin also. That means we made her a shliach. It's equivalent to an echot stome. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So it's a kasha on Rav Huna. If you say it's a sofik kopet, and you don't need a beferish a gili das to be mevatel the shliches, so memele it should be mechon bottle. This is a kasha on Rav Huna. And the Gemara answers, you're 100% right, but the Mishnah is speaking about another case. There were three kakois. There was ktini. You're right, 100%. A big kake should start selling it piecewise. Then a chanam, you'll zicha be bottle. But here, it's, that is pshat m'rashi. Now, let us see Taisvus. Taisvus had a whole different mahalach in the whole sugya. Amru loy, af al gav de tor shliach. Perish. Hoyel usvira loch. Be heiche de loy pirish dvorov. Hitul daitoi ala shliach lasis kiltsoine. The hochi amrit lael leechod afilu lemeya. Ochinami leime da af beto usoi nitzrat nisratza leleches achadaitoi. Dachsich mir, Pshatn Teisvis, is as follows. Teisvis hat gar an andere Malach. The reason why Rav Nachman holds that Mocha le'echot, Bafilu le'shnayim, Bafilu why is it that way? Napshat is because people are in Makbid, the way Rashi says, Goran Andre Malach. When I make you a shliach to sell my karke, and I don't give you instructions, so I'm putting it in your lap. I'm relying on your decision. I'm giving it over to you. That is the svara of Rav Nachman. That means could be people are makpid, could be. But lemaisa, if you make a shliach, and you didn't tell the shliach your feelings, and you gave it over to him, the sviraloch, the heiche de loy pirish dvoro, Hitel daitel a shliach lasis kiltsoini. That's pshat. That means you do whatever you want. If I didn't tell you what to do and I empowered you to sell the karke, so you can sell it the way you want to sell it. I didn't tell you any hagbolas how to sell it. If I didn't tell you hagbolas, it bothers me, it doesn't bother me, but I didn't tell you any hagbolas, so that lies in my mina yashliches. You do whatever you think, whatever is best for you. So memele, just like in the oifen hamekach, how much we're selling, a half a kor, a quarter of a kor, a tenth of a kor, I put it in your lap. You could do whatever you want. So the same thing in the value of the karka, how much it should be sold for, shavamona b'mona, shavamona b'masayim, shavamasayim b'mona, whatever it is, I didn't give you any directions and specifications. So memela, you do whatever you want. That was the shaila. That was the shaila. Ochinami leime the af betousoi nisratzo lo leches achada. Whatever you hold, whatever, if you sold it this way, mistama yerechesben. Vikoma lohu. So Rav Nachman answered them, Tor shliach loy kamino. If the shliach made a toys and never said it, the toosai le masik adaite lahatalolo. That means that is true. The oifen how to sell a quarter of a kul, a half a kul, he should have realized there could be such a baya. And by not telling him how to sell it, he gave him a free hand. But to think that this guy will sell a shovel masayim b'mona shemesh shemayim, I mean, he went to public school, he knows arithmetic, shovel masayim b'mona, this is the chashrek. So memele, I didn't have to tell him such things. This is the basics, this is a basic idea. So therefore, from not telling him does not mean anything. So it doesn't mean anything. So memele, so v'tor shliach, I can tell miskunish ta'atich of loy labos. Now, again, we also have to understand why did he chapel with Rav Nachman. That we'll see in the next Taisvis. Taisvis is a different Rav Nachman and a different Girsa in Shalom al Yisrael. Hochi gar sinen b'chol ha-sport. V'omar hu do'omar, not Rashi's girse, v'omar marin eno l'karkois, Rashi, that's a Mishnah Zob, v'omar hu do'omar eno l'karkois, you said eno l'karkois, and Hashem ha-mais is dos, there's a Mishnah, no, Rav Nachman, you said eno l'karkois, Peirish Rebbe. What do we see from Rav Nachman? Afulu gabi shliach. You said this lagabi shliach. That means if the shliach will make a tois, we say ein eino lekarkois, and the shlichus is kaim lagabi the mishalach. You said this. So according to you, I'm asking a kasha. The shamin leib amikabel. So there's a memory of Rav Nachman in Amekabel. The Omri Nardo Mishmei de Rav Nachman Ein Eino Lekarkois Afilo Zovin B'mosayim V'shove Meye Leimotzi Lemeima Leskunish D'Articho V'loi La'avosi V'hu Kemoi Shliach Shel Matzrim. Now let's just explain this thing. It's a Miradiki Gemara over there. There's a klal. Chazal made a takona dine de bar metzre. What's the taich dine bar metzre? Dine bar metzre means that if you have Reuven is sitting on, living in Karka Aleph, Karka Beis, which is adjacent to him, belongs to Beryl. Now, Beryl goes and puts up a sign, Beryl is selling his Karka. Kum Chimin, no, Beryl's selling the Karka, he wants to buy the karka. He buys the karka. So Chazal said, Mishum vasisa vayosher hatayiv, the karka belongs to Reuven. Not only it's not nice to buy it, Chazal umafkia the kinyan of Shimon, and it belongs to Reuven. It belongs to Reuven. No, Reuven has to pay Shimon, he bought it. But it belongs to Reuven. That is the takona of Bar Metzre. That when a different person purchases it, which is not a Bar Metzre, it doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the Bar Metzre. And he has to pay him for it. Fine. The Gemara Klerva Shaila, what'll be the din? We have the same story. If Beryl sold it to Shimon, a karka that's worth 100 zuz, he sold it then for 200 zuz. He paid 200 zuz for it. What's the din there? Does it also belong to Reuven? That's the shayla in the Gemara over there. Now, let's see again, Taisus. The Omri Nerdoi Mishmeide Rav Nachman, Ein Eino Likarkois, so Rav Nachman said over there, Ein Eino Likarkois, Afilu Zovin Bimosayim Vishovim Eye, Leimotzi Lameima Laskuni Shtarticha Veloi Laabosi, Vuhu Kemoi Shliach Shel Matzrin. So Lachai Reb Shad is, it belongs to the Matzrin. That was the Takone, because the Lekeach who buys it becomes the Shliach of the Matzrin. He has to pay him Lachai Reb $200. And he can't say Laskuni Shtarticha Veloi Laabosi. He can't say such a thing. So we see, so that's why they chep it with Rav Nachman. That means, you said that's for Omar Mar, you said Afilu when Ashliach was Nisane, you said Afilu when Ashliach was Nisane, also the din is that it helps for the Mishalach. That's what you said. Here you're telling me that if the shliach was nisane, nishod shavu masayim b'mone, then the mishalach says l'skuni shtati chavloi lavos in the mekach is bottle. And you yourself said in Bava Metzia, ain't I know the karkois? He bought it $100 the kikaka for $200. The mekach is kayim and finished. So that's why they chepped with Rav Nachman. That means they themselves, they never said such a chiddush. But Rav Nachman said, "Afilu by a shliach," and he was nisani. You don't say, "Litkuni shtarticha v'loy lavos." Umishani. Now this is a whole different gemara than Rashi learned. A whole umishani. Hani mili heiched de tor balabais perish. Dahi chashivnalei kebalabayis. He says, over there, you have to know it's a different type of shlichus. When Shimon purchased it from Berl, who did Shimon purchase it for? For Reuven? He purchased it for himself. He wanted to buy the kalk himself. Chazal said, you buy it, you're purchasing it for yourself, and we said that Reuven will be zoiche in your purchase. But not pshat is, it works in two steps over here. Pshat is, he's purchasing it for himself. So the mekach is chal, and Chazal said, whatever you do for yourself helps for the matzrin. That was a takonas Chazal. So it's me'ein shlichus, but not pshat is that he purchases for him. If I make someone a shlich to do something for me, and he botched up, and he sold it, he was nisan, or I tell him he should sell a kalk, and he sells a shova masayim b'mones, so then I tell you, shame shemayim, I don't want such a thing, or whatever it is, I sent him to sell, I sent him to buy, l'tkuni shidati chavloi labosi. That is not that, I never made you a shlich of such a thing. But here it's a different thing. He didn't buy it for the Mishalach. He bought it for himself. And Chazal said, whatever becomes yours becomes the Matrin's. That's, yeah. Umishani hani miliheche de tobalabayis, perish. Dahu, the Gemara over there by Matzrin, that's what Rav Nachman is answering, that you're mixing up two things, Rabbi Yisai. Du chashivna le kebalabayis, that means that when he bought it for Mosayim, he's a balabos, he's buying it for himself. Da'ava gavde le besayv miknaya le lematzrin, even though he bought it for himself, eventually Chazal said, it's ke'ilu who was purchased Bishlichus for the Matzrin. Obumiu Trilik Shekona Lutzech Atzmoikona. This was a Kenyan for himself. Now, between you and me, the Kenyan for himself was Chal? Definitely. Ain't no Likarkois. So, if the Kenyan for himself was Chal, so we said this Kenyan goes to the Matzrin. Vahoyil Vechain. So, since this Kenyan was Chal for himself, loy shayich osom liskuni shedarticha. You can't say liskuni shedarticha. He did it for you. He did it for himself. Avol shliach gomu. But here we're talking about I made a shliach to sell my karka. I made a shliach to purchase a karka for me. Shebetchila b'teir shlichus kon. He bought it for him. V'loy letzairach atzmoy. My boy, lay limite. And here katayne. I was kunish daticha v'loy labosi. That is how Tosfos learned pshat in the Gemara. Fine. A whole new mahalach. So Bekitza, the way Tosfos learned pshat, is this, they had understood from Rav Nachman in Amekabel, that Rav Nachman holds, that a fulu eino of a shliach, since eino the karkois, we say that it's chal for the mishalach. So he says, Rabboisa, you're mixing up two things. If a person is a shliach, I can say l'skunish that midepachisu li mematzra. You chapped with me. You didn't chapel with yourself. You chapped with me because mishum dechashvisu like a shliach. Because you understood from me that the leikayach is a shliach of the matzran. That means you're only chapping with me. Because I said that the lekeich is a shlich of the matzchon, and from this when you say, ein eino lekarkoi, that's why you chaperoned with me. But you also understood, without me, there's a difference between a shliach and a balabos. Al mesliko adataychu, you yourself understood, shani, That's why you are, that's why you chapped with me. I said shliach is like a balabais. I never would say such a thing. So he said, Akochi misunderstood me. I also knew this then. So, when I said the matzchon is not, it's a different type of a shlichus. He's purchasing for himself and it helps for the matzchon. Period. So this is Tosfos pshat in the Gemara, an andere sugi in Gans. L'peiresh akunteres koshe, chodeshu magia svorim, v'goris v'omar mar, that's the girsa of Rashi, and the girsa was v'omaru da'omar einenu lekarkois. V'oi da'avale l'meima v'osnan. Why do you have omar einenu lekarkois? V'osnan. Hey, l'poch mas nisen da'azop. Rav Nachman said the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. Say the Mishnah. So that we mentioned Rashi Madura Kama said a teretz on this. Rav Nachman was mechadish that in the Nola Kakois applies by a moicha also. Boy, b'may v'tor Rav Chisda v'rabim, but b'may v'tor Rav Chisda v'rabim, the maflegi ben shliach lebal habayis, they did not that they did not differentiate between a shliach and a balabayis. What was the kasha? Haloi kol ike shalosam shesholu betchila afo gabdeto shliach loitomu elo b'shliach mishum de ike lemayim uskunishtaticha. So what's the whole big deal? That now all of a sudden, yes, meaning all the karkois. I mean, they knew that by a shliach there's a svore of uskunishtaticha. That was the whole shaila. So why all of a sudden when he says that he says it's no good, so all of a sudden they ask him Akash. So the Chayda we said Pshat and Rashi, Bachsamiritz Pashtendlich, the Shaila was, I mean Rashi had a whole different Mahalach with Hakpodeh, and the Gemara understood that by a no, there's no Hakpodeh, and that's why ain't a no the Karkois. So the Gemara says there was no Hakpodeh, he should have been mefarish if he's makbid. And the Gemara answered, no, there's not pod a mistake that he makes. A mistake that the shliach makes is akpod. Picheis asore oi hoisif asore. if he gave the amount of Truma to little or to much, Loidomi Litoirim in Hayofis Tamrinim Beilu Metzias Tain Trumosai Truma. That means if he gave from the best quality or from Iloy Omale Klachet Loyofis, Tahochi Klameima Lahochi Amadetiha Kidalakamon. That means there are shiurim, 140th, 150th, 160th, so mele, a person can say, I understood that, you're from these types of noisnim. Masha'en kein yofes and rois, yofes and rois is bechlal anandere, is a tois, that means if he doesn't give him the best quality, and thus you gonna give him the best quality, that there's no such union of lochim adeticha. Period. Bepeirik dalid de meseches trumis na. Shir trume. Ayin yofe echod mea boim. Beshami oimrim mishloishim. Beshami holds echod mishloishim. Vabeininis mechamishim. Voro mishishim. So the Mishnah says three shiurim, ayin yofe 140th or 130th, beininis 150th, and ayin ro 160th. Umapik tamayu bigmore b'Yerushal. These numbers the Gemara learns out from a posik, the Gosin and Hosan. Ksiv, there's a posik that says, Zois atrume asher torimu, this is the trume you should be torim, shishis ho'efo michoimer hachitim, vishishisom ho'efo michoimer hasoir. Now, Yochel, so the Yerushalmi says, Yitroim bechitim echod mishishim. So in this posik it would seem that when you toirim chitim, it's 160th. Ubesoirim echod mishloishim. That's pashted the crow. Now Tois is going to say taichverta. Peirish. Shishis ho'efo hu chatzi so. The efo gimel soin. There are three soin in an eifo, so a sixth of an eifo, if there's three soin in an eifo, so a sixth of an eifo is a half a soin. Fine. V'shish is a eifo, an achoymer is a kul, which is 30 so. A kul is 30 so, an eifo is 3 so. So it says, shishis ha'efo, a half a saw, michoima hachitim, that means a half a saw from 30 saw, which means 160th. That's right. Gimels, yeah, the efo gimels soin, vishishis ha'efo michoima, haini echod mishishim, the cool shloishim saw, vahainu bechitim. Shishis ha'efa mechayma achitim. Now, echad mishishim. Ubisa'oirim, it says in the pasuk further, vishishisom ha'efa mechayma rasayim. Ubisa'oirim echad milamed. Ubisa'oirim, it's 130th. The gabi ksoirim ksiv, vishishisom. What does that mean? Not shishis. Shishisom. Mashme shtei shishiyois shel eifo. Two half saws. A shishis eifo is a half a saw. Two half saws, it means one saw. The hainu saw, michaymer hasa'irim, from a kul of sa'irim. So if you learn the posikib shutoi, so that means when you're giving chitim, you'll give a 60th. When you'll give from seirim, you'll give a 30th. Two half saws from a kur of seirim.
So that's we started with the posik. So the Yerushalmi says, no, that's not Psham posik. Talmud loime v'chol trumais. It says in the posik, v'chol trumais, she called trumais shavis. It's no difference in giving chitim or sairim, all trumais are shavis. So that's not Psham posik. So he said wrong Psham. Fine. So Mamela, now we're back where we started from. So how do we know these shiurim? Shmuel said the drosh is as follows. 10 shishis al vishishisom. Add shishis, which is a half a saw. Together vishishisom, which is a whole saw. So we have a saw and a half. V'nimtso toirem, and we add the two kurim together. We have a saw and one half from 60 saw, which equals 1/40. V'nimtso toirem echod meyaboim. So it's toirem 1/40. Peirish sholosh shishiyos. 3 half saws, behind the saw v'chatzi. Mishnei chumrim hakosuv b'chitin u'b'sayrim. It says there twice, chumri yeh. Behind the echod miyaboim. So the makor of echod miyaboim is from this posik. We add up all the shishis, we add up all the chumrim, and we'll come up with 1/40. Beininus minayim, how do you know by beininus the shir is 1/50? Amar Rablevi, ksiv umimachtzis b'nei Yisroel, echad ochus minachamishim, kolmokim shata oiches mimokemacher, hareyu koze. Ma ze echad michamishim, af ma shata oiches mimokemacher, echad michamishim. So this is from a posik in Chumash that we learn out. This is going on a beinoni. V'horo mishishim. How do you know that an ayin ro is echad mishishim? T'chsiv shishis ha'eifo michaymach hachitim peirish kro kepashtei. Kro kepashtei, so melo, so we have a drash that we add all the shishis together, and that's 1/40. And kroke pashte is 1/60. Beishami oimrim mishloishim vishishisim ha'eifa michayma hasoirim, which is 1/30. So memela, that's one saw from 30 saw. Period. So memela, so the makairis for all these shiurim is that the Rishon. Zuktoisvis vochal hanach kroi asmach de baalme, de shmulo gufe domach itachas beiteres asakri. All these psukim are only in asmachte, because shmul says itachas beiteres asakri. I'd like to just say over and be messiahim with this. The Maritz Chayis in Gitten daf chof amadalef, the Bramaschel Dilme, brings a Taisvis Rid in Kedushin Dafnun Chesam at Beis. A Taisvis Rid says a Yesod. A Gavuche, the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvah says the same Yesod. And a Gavuche, the Neidi B'Yudah says this Yesod, but he says, like Kadmani Odom, and the Maritz Chai says, and Shuldix, the Ramban and the Taisvis Rid said this already. Anyway. The Helikitaisis Rid says like this, Vadai mitzveh loseis dovol choshuv. The mitzveh of nisi, of matnis kohune, you should give a dovol choshuv. Kiven dechsi v'nosan, and you need a shir nisine, and a shir nisine is a dovol choshuv. What if the person doesn't want to be mekayim mitzvus nesine? V'toram rakhita achas, hine poiteres asakri, v'yotzemi deitevel. Actually, kimo abayle mitzvus nesine. So the Taisus Ridis is megalatos. that in every afroshes trume there are two inyonim. There's one inyon that it's tevil, and the afroshim makes from tevil chulin. And that inyon, how much do you have to be mafresh in order to make it chulin? Chita achas poiteres esakri. That's legabi the din tevil. That was one chita, you make this trume, and it's dos. Now, you're gonna go and give this chita to the koyin very proudly. Here's my trume koyin. You took the mitzvah of anosan and you stepped on it. Mitzvahs v'nosan, you want mekayim. The tevil you could eat. It's kosher l'mahadrin. But l'maisa mitzvahs nesina, you want mekayim. When a person is mavrish trume, should be mavrish v'yemensh, a 30th, a 40th, a 50th, a 60th, that's called v'nosan. That it should be a hafrosh, that should be a shir nesina. That is, that's it says, v'nosam. So Mamela, according to the Taisvus Rid, we don't have to say these yesoides, that the whole thing is nasmachta b'yalme. It could be drashes gemuris. What falls into the mitzvah of v'nosam? And ayin ro also is mekayim mitzvahs v'nosam. But that's it. 1/60th is still v'nosan. There's a mahudidike v'nosan of 1/30th like Beishami, 1/40th like Beisilo. There's a benisdike v'nosan, and there's a b'dievedike v'nosan. But that's v'nosan. But less than that is no v'nosan. But there's nothing to do. Techita achas peiteres es v'kriyit.